Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello and welcome again, Telling Future Generations, a ministry program of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. We're here to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. So why? So that the generation to come might know them, so that they would set their hope in God. We're continuing a very special interview with Rosemary Allball, who is my friend, my ministry partner, my fellow co-worker with CEF, and she was here a long time before I was. She was on staff with Child Evangelism Fellowship in Illinois, and also she served in many countries around the world for over 40 years. Rosemary, we are so glad that you're here.
Thank you.
You know, Rosemary, I love to hear how people came to know the Lord as their Savior. And you told me years ago when I met you how you came to know Christ. And I remember asking you, well, didn't you just grow up in a Christian home all your life? And you said, no. And then you told me a story I'll never forget. Would you mind sharing that with the listeners today?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Isn't it appropriate that the Lord later called me into working with children when it's through my own children that I came to know the Lord?
Wow.
I had four children, and I did not know the Lord as my Savior, but I had a neighbor who kept inviting us to church and inviting the kids to Sunday school. And one day, my two older boys went to a camp out with my neighbors. And when they came home the next day, they said they had something really important to tell me. And I said, what? And they said, we received Jesus as our Savior last night. Well, I said, well, that's wonderful. But truthfully, I didn't even know what they were talking about.
You had no idea?
I had no idea what they were talking about. But they looked so happy that I thought it must be something good. So I asked my husband about it, and he was kind of puzzled also. But he said, oh, well, it won't hurt him. So I just kind of kept watching them and seeing what happened. And of course, my neighbors kept inviting us to church. And I thought I would go because this really made me wonder what's going on. So I started going to church. And it was only two or three weeks after that that I received the Lord as my Savior.
You came to know the Lord. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. And that was underneath Bruce Dunn, wasn't it?
Yes.
The pastor of
right.
Grace Presbyterian Church.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think I ever asked you this question. How did you go from you came to know Christ your Savior? Because how old were you around then when you—
I was 29.
When you received Christ. So you came to know the Lord, so let's say your early 30s, and then how did you get involved in CEF? How did that connection happen?
Well, I mentioned that I had four children, and I realized early in my Christian life that I didn't know how to teach my children anything about the Lord, because I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I was just clueless, and I was mentioning this one day to a lady that I had gone to high school with, but she also went to the same church I did. And her name's Jean Arnold. She's with the Lord now. And I said to her, Jean, I don't know how to teach my children. And she said, oh, that's easy. And I said, what? And she said, every Tuesday morning, you go to Child Evangelism Teacher Training Class. You will learn how to teach your children about the Lord, about the Bible, Scripture. You will learn everything you need to know. Well, the very next Tuesday, I went to that teacher training class, and I went every Tuesday after that for years.
Wow.
And
you talk about an answer to prayer. It's like God just dropped a sign
right.
and says, go this way.
Right. And it was just what I needed. I grew by leaps and bounds. I got more involved. And then I told you I started teaching my own
Good News Club
in my home. And I also started teaching in one of the housing projects. And it just mushroomed after that. But that's how it started.
You got hooked.
I did.
Yeah, you got hooked for life. Wow. So the Lord really used you. Now, you served for 40-plus years with CEF, full-time as a missionary, but you actually served. Do you remember how many years you served as a volunteer before that?
Oh, I think probably it was maybe close to 10 years before.
50. We're just talking really 50.
Well, no. I put the volunteer in with the the 40.
Okay, got it. But I'm sure you've seen some changes in CEF since, you know, you got started and then where CEF is today. And so can you share with us about what your perspective is about the changes, hopefully for the good, or maybe how you've seen the ministry have grown?
Well, I think probably one of the most exciting changes, I think, is getting into the schools and doing the school clubs. I really like the fact that you can get right into the schools and have the after-school clubs. But other than that, I was thinking the camp has changed a lot.
Camp Good News.
Grown and improved. Not that we didn't have camp ministry. We did. And many boys and girls came to know the Lord years ago at camp. But, it's so much better now. And I really like the way the camp has grown.
Now, like you mentioned about the schools, you know, back when you were doing CEF, like in the 1970s, around there, at CEF, the Bible clubs, the Good News clubs were mostly in the homes.
Yes.
And do you remember about how many Good News clubs there was taking place on average during those times, during those years?
We had 40 and 50 Good News clubs just going right around this area.
We're not even talking the whole state. We're just talking
right
here. No,
we're not talking about the whole state.
Just central Illinois. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing.
The Good News Club was a big ministry.
That was definitely back in the heyday of CF. But God has opened up a door, like you said, into the public schools. And now we're in about 70 schools, 70 public schools here in Illinois.
Right.
In addition to weekly Good News Clubs that might be in homes or might be as an outreach of a church. But we're in 70 schools. But the numbers are big because we're reaching, like, you know, 30, 40 kids, you know, at a time.
Yes.
So
yes.
we're just thankful, you know, as God has a different way of reaching every generation.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's exciting.
Now, you not only taught in CEF ministry, but also in your local church. And didn't you teach for years as a Sunday school teacher for, like, little children?
Yes, I did. I taught mostly in 5-year-old department, kindergarten age. I taught other grades too, but that was my main goal.
Now, if you taught there for many years, I'm sure there's a lot of people that you taught that now have grown up. And do you remember some of the people that were little children that were in your class that are now big people now?
Well, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but I do remember that I had some of the orneriest little boys in my 5-year-old class. And I'm not going to mention names, but now I look and there they are, elders in the church, choir. It's so exciting to think that those little fellas grew up and became leaders in the church. That's always thrilling.
And some of them became pastors, and some of them became some missionaries. And,
absolutely.
Yes, that is just wonderful. You know, the Bible says there's no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So not only did you have 4 children, but they had children, and they had children's children. So you are how many times over a grandmother and a great-grandmother?
Well, I have 11 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they're really great.
And if you go all the way back to that starting point when you were 29 years of age, you didn't know the Lord, and then your 2 boys came to know the Lord, and then their wives and their children have come to know the Lord. Look what God has done. I mean, really bringing your whole family, your grandchildren, to Christ.
Isn't it something? It really is. Yeah.
Do you remember any special stories of leading a child to the Lord?
Oh, so many. I remember in Sunday school, I remember when I led Eli Beltran's little girl to the Lord, and he is in Youth for Christ now.
Right, international, yeah.
And I remember when I led Dan Learned to the Lord.
Okay.
And he is the head of Youth for Christ here.
Here in Central. Yeah.
I do remember leading several kids to the Lord that kind of stuck in my in my head. But I was thinking, I remember the first two little girls I ever led to the Lord on foreign soil. And this just sticks in my mind because it's just one of those things that you never forget. I had just landed in Adelaide, Australia, first country I ever set foot on outside the U.S. And I was outside in my hostess's yard the second day that I got there. And two little girls came by. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" And they both looked at me and they said, "Are you from the U.S.?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Have you been to Disney World?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Is it wonderful?" And I said, "Yes, it is." But I said, "You know, the reason that I'm here in your country is something even more wonderful." And they said, "What?" And I got to give them the gospel with my little wordless
book. Your wordless book. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that.
I did. And they both came to know the Lord as their Savior. Oh, just walking wonderful. By the house. That was just a real blessing. And kind of, to me, like a stamp of approval that this was where God wanted me at that time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing how the Lord just puts all that together.
It is.
You know, also one of your grandchildren has also followed in your footsteps, Jill Hostetler,
yes.
formerly Jill Allball, the daughter of Dan Allball.
Isn't that something,
and she
too?
Has now been serving with CF full-time. And so just when you were stepping down, she started coming in. And she told me a story, and maybe you can tell me this, if this is true or not. She said the first person after her mother who led her to Christ that she told that she received Jesus when she was 5 years old, she said she ran down the basements because you were living with them at the time, her parents, and when you were traveling back and forth. And she said she ran downstairs to tell Grandma Rosemary that she just believed in Jesus. Is that
yes.
true?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
that's
yes,
just amazing.
It was exciting. She used to come and visit me a lot, and we used to read books and talk. And then Jill kind of got away from the Lord for a few years. But when she came back, the Lord absolutely never let her go again. And she now, as you said, is in child evangelism. Mm-hmm. And it's thrilling.
This is her 12th year full-time.
Thrilling.
Assistant state director.
And you know, I've had other children in child evangelism too. My daughter taught 5 day clubs. She taught Good News clubs. And my oldest granddaughter taught 5 day clubs for 8 years, all the while she was in high school and in college. Mm. So several of my children and grandchildren have been involved.
So just as the scripture says, there's no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Right.
Well, Rosemary, thank you for being faithful to the Lord and how he's used you here and overseas, but also in your own children and in your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and how you have been faithful to share with them God's word so that they and the children to come would set their hope in the Lord. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We're here to help the generation to come to know the Lord and to walk in his ways.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me.